I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. As the new year unfolds, we turn our attention to water, one of our most precious and challenged resources. We dip into a couple water-related stories we'll be following in 2023, starting today with a massive cleanup project within Milwaukee's massive watershed.
We're close to the confluence of the Menominee. There's a couple different areas where there's some really big deposits of contaminated sediment. One is right here where we're standing.
That's Cheryl Nunn with Milwaukee Riverkeeper. We're just upstream from the bridge spanning the Menominee River at Water Street in downtown Milwaukee, at the northern edge of the Walker's Point neighborhood. A restaurant, Screaming Tuna, is behind us. For years, Nunn's group has coordinated cleanups throughout the watershed, plucking out debris like the garbage bin and t-shirt we see right now.
I know we get calls always about like, oh, there's a picnic table in the middle of the river, can you go get it?
But Nunn says 2023 heralds the beginning of a deep clean. The estuary has been listed as one of the nation's areas of concern since the 1980s because of what Nunn calls significant degradation from human activity in the past.
A lot of the sediment is kind of accumulated right here in this corner. So this will be the first area that will be dredged in the spring.
The gargantuan task requires hiring crews to dredge the contaminated sediment from the rivers. The federal government is covering 65% of the associated costs. Local and state partners will cover the rest. Nunn says it's the beginning of a bigger cleanup that will stretch across time, 5 to 8 years, and space. Portions of the Inner Harbor, along with 12 miles of river, covering sections of the Kinnickinnick, Milwaukee, and Menominee.
Kind of going from this point up to City Lights Brewing area. That was a former power plant that the precursor of We Energies owned. And so they're also, you know, responsible for some of this contamination, which is why they're funding a good chunk of this dredging project downstream.
The volume of sediment is mind-boggling. Imagine 6 to 12 football fields filled 5 stories high. Crews have already installed an extra layer of steel here and will be reinforcing other sections of the long hardened river's edges.
In places where there's going to be some heavy dredging to protect the walls that were there, that were, you know, in a lot of cases very old. A lot of this work will be done with hydraulic dredging, which is essentially like an underwater vacuum cleaner.
Much of the contaminated sediment will be delivered to what's called a dredged material management facility, or DMMF. Picture the Lake Express Ferry Terminal along Milwaukee's Outer Harbor. Nunn says the 42-acre watertight storage space, its design slightly modified along the way, will be constructed north of that terminal.
They have redesigned it slightly because of climate-related concerns to make sure that it can withstand, you know, pretty big changes in lake levels that we're seeing. So there's been a little bit of a delay with that facility, but our existing sediment facility still has some room in it.
Right next to the ferry terminal. And just when you think things couldn't be more complicated.
That facility really is managed by the Army Corps of Engineers. So they're letting us use some of their capacity, and they'll get some equivalent capacity in the new facility when that's constructed.
Beyond the muck removal, some major beach improvements will unfold. A fish passage upstream along the Milwaukee River is percolating, as well as other habitat projects. Nunn says all of the work is not just about restoring life in the estuary. It's about creating access to the waters in the heart of the city and making sure residents have a voice in its design, especially those who have historically had little or no say in environmental decisions.
We're talking about potentially hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to be coming into town. Can we get additional fishing access points, additional trails? Can we provide better access pathways for folks to get to the river and, you know, make it more of an amenity for neighborhoods and communities?
Nunn serves on a community advisory committee created to bring more people and their opinions to the table. She says 2023 should not only be a time to celebrate progress in the Milwaukee estuary's restoration, but in bringing the community together to discuss and plan it.
Making sure that you know, we're hearing from folks and we're kind of trying to take those messages and convey them to the decision makers and to the agencies that are, you know, running a lot of this work.
You can hear more of my conversation with Cheryl Nunn tomorrow on Lake Effect. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.